Blog Talk Radio.
Got my walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking. No, I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay. It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what, and that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet, but I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see you walking out, always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep on walking on. Walking shoes, hey. I tell you when you got a made up mind. Even the winter feels like summertime. In the night to see the light of day, cause I've been blind for way too long, and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times I have a time, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. Said I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen. If I keep on walking now, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking on, yeah. Always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep it walking on. Walking shoes,
step two, step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three.
Walk in shoes.
Thy words the light unto my path, the lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walk in shoes, walk in shoes.
Walk into what's promised. Walk into what's better land.
Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah for the blessing of this day, Father. Thank you for life, health, and strength, Father. Thank you for challenges. Thank you for struggles, Father. Thank you for uplifting us, for upholding us, Father. Thank you for giving us your Son, Father, Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. Thank you, Father, for covering our sins, Father. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us for our sins, Father. Thank you, Father, for loving us, Father, in ways that we don't even understand or can even imagine, Father, the love that you have for us, Father. Father, I just ask now that you move me aside, Father, and that I speak only the words that you desire me to speak, Father, that I be your sound box, Father, that you fill me up with your spirit, Father, for the edification of first and foremost, Father, for myself, Father, for the struggles that I've been having, Father, and the work that you have been trying to do, Father, to help me understand, Father, the things that separate me from you, Father. And I just ask, Father, that you continue to forgive me for my shortcomings, Father, and that you look upon me with mercy, Father, and that you look upon me with kindness, Father, and that, Father, that I learn the lessons, Father, that you need for me to learn, Father, through these struggles, through these challenges, Father, that I go through, Father. But, Father, I just ask now that you continue, Father, to lead us, to guide us, Father, and to show us, Father, that you are in the midst of everything in our lives, Father, and that, Father, that we should not fear anything that takes place as the message that went out, Father, that we need to be strong and courageous, Father. Now, one of the things that was mentioned last night, Father, is that they're not hiding from us that we are going to go through some dark times, Father. But as the message went out last night, there is light amongst your people, Father. So we pray that you continue to lead us and guide us, Father. Set those little breadcrumbs along our path, Father. Light the way for us, Father, through thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Father, and that you lead us and guide us always and continue, Father, to a closer, better, and more fulfilling relationship with you. These things, Father, I ask in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive me, family. You might hear my guard dog doing his job. Forgive me for that. It's one of the things about being home. Sometimes there are outside interferences that I, as much as I would like to prevent, can't put him outside today after all that rain. It's pretty bad outside, so forgive me. He's doing his job sometimes. But shalom, Shabbat shalom, fam. This is your brother Ahab All, and welcome to another episode of Study to Show Thyself Approved unto Yahweh, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And today's lesson, family, I'm your brother Ahab All, Beth Yahweh Congregation in good old Baltimore, Maryland, USA. And today's lesson is another one, back to basics, and love is the answer, family, because don't mean to sound cliche. I mean, I know the world looks at love and God's love as being something cliche or something that is, you know, just mundane, you know, and commonplace. And in some ways it is, because he does love all of humanity. He does love all of creation. But at the same time, you know, as was brought out last night in the teaching, that although he loves all of creation, it is up to creation to love him as well and to be obedient to him and to do the things that he asks of them. You know, one of the things in understanding that entire situation that took place that led up to, you know, at which point was one of the greatest acts in all of Israel's history, you know, us being redeemed from that slavery in Egypt, that he did that work. And, you know, when we hear and we read through it and we come out of it, and it says that there was a mixed multitude that came out of there, you know, one of the things that in the word, when it says, "For Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him will not perish but have everlasting life," you know, there was a testimony in Egypt that that was true, because it said a mixed multitude came out at one point, a mixed multitude of those who believed on the blood and the actions that they needed to take in order to escape the angel of death. So when the scriptures say a mixed multitude came out, you know, that testimony shows that in Egypt that there were more people that were down there than just, you know, the Egyptians and just the family of the nation of Israel that came out of there, you know, and the ones that followed and obeyed the command to sacrifice that lamb, then take the blood of that lamb and put it on the doorpost and put it on the lintel, that they were able to come out and receive that salvation. What? Not just from coming out of Egypt, but escaping death, escaping judgment. So I'm going to start off with a scripture today, family. Read a scripture for everybody. Actually, not a scripture. I'm going to be reading a chapter, and I'm just going to read it for now, family, and then afterwards, if you'd like to know where it comes from, I'll tell you. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahweh. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the mighty one of the whole earth shall he be called. For Yahweh hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy mighty one. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh, that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with thy fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows, of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. But this is the part I love. And even though the world, the religious world, uses this as a cliche, we have to understand and take this on for our own and understand that this was given to us first and foremost before anyone else. It was given to his children, those who he birthed, those who he knew from before the womb, those who he have called out unto this time to understand. And it's Isaiah 54. I read from the 54th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 54:17 says, the 54th chapter ends with this. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. Now, the one thing, even though we cannot forget what 54:17 says, we have to remember this and what he said in 54:16. This is Yeshayahu. Behold, this is Yahweh speaking. I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and have created the waster to destroy. But no weapon. That's the one thing we cannot forget to understand, is that he didn't say that weapons wouldn't be formed. He didn't say that things wouldn't come against us, but the one thing he wants us to understand, it ain't going to succeed in the work that the craft has set it out to do. You know, watching everything that's going on in the world. And again, like I mentioned last week, I don't hear anybody crying out to God. And you know, my brother mentioned last night how, you know, they're telling us, you know, dark times is coming. They stoke in this fear. They stroke in this fear. They keep fueling the embers of the fire of fear, hoping, not hoping that they got the people out in the world shook, but they want to shake his children. They want his children to live in the same fear that the world is living in. But hopefully everybody knows, and hopefully everybody understands that Yahweh got us throughout all of this. Case in point, even the people among the congregation who have gotten this thing that has been created. But remember, Yahweh is still in control. Hallelujah. All praise, glory, and honor be to Yah and his son Yahushua, that it hasn't overtaken anyone in Beth Yahweh. And hopefully that gives everyone the encouragement, that gives everyone the light that they need to know and understand that he got us. He had us, he has us, and he will continue to have us as long as we are obedient and stay within him. That's the main thing. We have to be obedient. Think about it. You know, one of the things that as things flipped, quote unquote, flipped from 2020 to 2021, I listened to, matter of fact, it was Mayor Bill de Blasio. He said, I can't wait to get rid of 2020. He said something to the effect of death to 2020. And I thought to myself, my goodness, man, you know, wait a minute. And even though I don't, you know, we don't adhere to all that 2021 new year, we still have to live within this system. And, you know, we still got to live in 2020 and now in, you know, in 2021. But one of the things when I heard, you know, hearing people saying, oh, I hated 2020. Wait a minute. They even heard people use profanity to bleep 2020. Wait a minute. You should be saying hallelujah. You should be saying thank you, because you weren't one of the people that had to be buried in 2020. You should be thankful that your name is not being read amongst the list of people who expired during 2020. That you were given an opportunity to live, that you were given another opportunity to have a relationship with the very Creator who some people choose to ignore. The very Creator who gave you the breath to say, bleep 2020. You're looking at a number. But don't forget that there is a mighty one. There is a Creator. There is a being, an entity that is sovereign over all of this, that allowed you to live throughout this. And every day that you have is a blessing to be here, despite the challenges, despite it not going in accord with your individual plan or a collective plan. But he is given another opportunity, another day, another Shabbat. It was so beautiful to go on a walk this morning. And even after all that storming last night, I was worried about, you know, the power going out. You know, not sure. I shared with some of the, you know, some folks, you know, just before service, I found out my basement flooded. Had that on my mind in the midst of doing the teaching. So with the storm coming again last night, I was like, oh my goodness, is it going to happen again? Is the sump pump going to fail me again? And yes, I let that kind of overtake me. But I ain't going to lie, I was glad to hear that thing running this time. And then to go outside and to see There were still some clouds in the sky, but there was enough, you know, clear to see that beautiful moon this morning. And just feeling grateful and thankful and saying, Father, hallelujah, Torah Rabbah, for this day that you have granted all of us, every single one of us. And now the wind is blowing to help dry things out, going the same way, the same follow. He is so on point to always follow the same pattern that he is following. Because after the flood of Noah, that's what he sent. He sent the wind to come dry everything out. And that's why my dog is in the house, because I can't let him out in the backyard because the backyard is soaked. But now he's sending the wind, so that way I can kick him out the house now. No, no one understands, family, that all what's going on, all what they're saying, all what they're doing is part of their plan. But Yahweh has a plan for us, for his children. Case in point, what took place down in Egypt? You know, we are heading into that time. We should always be in holy day prep mode. But as we are going towards another year for Yahweh, Yahweh's year, as we head towards the month of Abib, we're not too long out from it now. To be mindful of the things that took place up towards our salvation, to be mindful of this time, because just like they were saying out there, they're saying now it's a dark time. It was a dark time back then too for the world, because Egypt for us was the known world at that time. Regardless of there being other nations out there, the only nation that was relevant to our existence at that time was the nation that held us captive. So even though there may have been other nations going through whatever they go through in their history, and they have all this historical content, because look, we inherited the land of the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites. So they had already been established nations while we were in existence in Egypt. These other nations existed and were prospering and thriving nations. But the only nation that was really relevant to us was the one that we were held captive in, and the ones that we were going to, that Yahweh was going to kick out of the land for us to inherit. Because he said that. The Hittites, the Girgashites, the Jebusites, all of these nations inhabited those lands. Without digressing, family, let us get into the lesson. Love is the answer. And love should not be cliche for us. Love should not just be this passing phrase for us. And it was wonderful that my brother, you know, talked about that, you know, last Shabbat. And I haven't really been across the street during this time, so I haven't really had, and I've been on vacation this week, so I really haven't had the opportunity to talk to my brothers. So my brother did me a solid last week and defined love. So I don't have to go back now and define the Hebrew term for love. All I have to actually do at this point is read about it. So hopefully everybody dialed in. Hopefully everybody was attentive last Shabbat as my brother went through explaining and defining what love is. Because yes, love is the answer. True love, honest, we will never actually ever possess. We can only hope to attain and achieve it and put our best effort into it. But in order to truly be the total embodiment of love, you would have to become Yahushua, which is what he is trying to do with us. As was stated last night, you ain't getting saved. I mean, you are getting saved, but not by your merit. The salvation that we have gotten, the saving that we have achieved, is by the merit of his son and his son only. That's all he sees. That's all Abba Yah sees. He doesn't see anything else. And again, case in point, when that angel of death went through, if it did not see the blood on the lintel and the side post, it was going to do its job. It was going to do what Yah created it to do. And that was remove his spirit of life from the bodies that were in there. And we know that that points to the work that Yahushua had done. That lamb points, behold, the Lamb of Yah that taketh away the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb of Yah that has saved us from death. So that's all it sees. And if it doesn't see that, oh, it's coming in the house. And when death comes in the house, it's going to do its job. But obedience must come first. Obedience to the Lamb, obedience to Yahushua must come first. Because if we don't do that, death shall surely enter in. St. John, we just went through this, but we're going to read through it again, family. Starting at chapter 1. Starting at verse 1, chapter 15, starting at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear the fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. And Yahushua further states, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So he's letting us know the focus, the attention, the attachment must be to him first. John 15:6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Now bear in mind who he's talking to. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. That's my speech impediment. And is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples, my Talmudim, my taught ones. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment. This is John 15:12, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. So what he's saying is what he's doing is the greatest love for all of us. You are my friends. That's what he says in John 15:14. If ye do whatsoever I command you, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his master doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Now I could end it there, because no more really needs to be said. But he did give me a lesson. He did give me some more scriptures. So bear with me, family, as I read through the rest of what Abba Yah has given me for my edification as well as yours. All praise be to Yah. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what doth Yah, thy mighty one, require of thee but to fear, remember, reverence, Yirah, but to fear Yahweh, thy mighty one, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, thy mighty one, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah, statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh, thy mighty one, the earth also with all that therein is. Only Yahweh had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. And here it is. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh your mighty one, the mighty one of mighty ones, and the master of masters, a great mighty one, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not person, nor taketh reward. See, he can't be bribed. He doesn't look at the individual based on his socioeconomic status. He don't care about that. Because guess what? Yah giveth and Yah taketh away. Blessed be the name of Yah. Remember what he did to Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel. He made him the sovereign over the entire world at one point. Then he took his mind from him and had him out in the field looking like an animal. But yet and still, his kingdom still ran without him. And then Yahweh restored his mind to him and placed the realization of who he was back in him. And even Nebuchadnezzar had to realize at one point who Yahweh was. So Yahweh sets up Pharaoh and tore him down. Yahweh is the one who is the dispenser of wealth and goods, a healthy mind, a healthy body, a healthy soul. So there's nothing that anyone can do, unlike what we're seeing today in the world, where offices can be bought and sold based on loyalty, bought and sold based on status and position, bought and sold based on relationship. Not so with Yahweh. Okay? There's nothing we can do to monetarily or physically compensate him other than with love, which is expressed through obedience to his word. 10:18. He doth execute judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear, reverence, Yirah, Yahweh, thy mighty one. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy mighty one, that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now Yahweh, thy mighty one, hath made thee as the stars of the heaven for multitude. Therefore, 11:1. Therefore, thou shalt love Yahweh, thy mighty one, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. The next reading, family, will be from Romans 5:5-11. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yah is shed abroad in our hearts by the Ruach HaKodesh, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Moshiach died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But Yah commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Moshiach died for us. Hallelujah. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to Yah by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in Yah through Yahushua HaMashiach, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen. Hallelujah. Next reading, family, will be from Romans 13, 8 through 10. I ain't dealing with a whole lot of fluff right now. Just dealing with raw, uncut word. I don't need to interject nothing. Just read these words that Yahweh said, read. Again, woke me up this morning. I'm sitting there stressing about a lesson. He said, don't worry, when I'm ready, I'll give you exactly what I want you to talk about. I'll give you exactly what you need to hear and what you need to speak. And if anyone else out there, this lesson is needed for them and it touches them, hallelujah. All praise, glory, and honor be to Yah. Romans 13, 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the Torah. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not be a false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling the Torah. Next reading, family, will be from 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yah. And everyone that loveth is born of Yah and knoweth Yah. He that loveth not knoweth not Yah, for Yah is love. In this was manifested the love of Yah towards us, because that Yah sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved Yah, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if Yah so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen Yah at any time. If we love one another, Yah dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he is in us, because he hath given us his spirit, his Ruach. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So hear what he's saying. We have to be that example of Yah's existence through love, and in turn, that his Son truly is the Savior of the world. 4:15. Whosoever shall confess that Yahushua is the Son of Yah, Yah dwelleth in him, and he in Yah. For we have known and believed the love that Yah hath to us. Yah is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Yah, and Yah in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he loved us first. If a man say, I love Yah, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love Yah, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yah loveth his brother also. Shalom, family. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father Yah, I just ask that the words that you speak, Father, fall on deaf ears, uncircumcised hearts, and stiff necks. That we learn this lesson, Father, while we are apart from one another, so that once we get back to being able to fellowship as a whole, as a family, as a unit, that we fellowship in perfect love towards you. That your spirit continue to work within us, Father. That your spirit continue to lead us and guide us, Father. That you continue to love us, Father, the way you love your son and the way your son loved us. And that we be the example of this love by showing forth your love to one another, Father. You said that this is how all men shall know that we have been taught by you, that we show this love one towards another. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of his son, Yahushua. And in Yahushua's name, I pray. Amen. Shalom.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
The highest praise today. So we say hi, hi. Hallelujah. Say hi.
to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now.
For the glory belongs,
the glory belongs to you.
To you.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift you high in all the earth. Because you're worthy of all.